I'd laugh the stuffing out of myself if I wasn't so worried about what these Inkaboos are going to do with us.
Let's ask them and find out.
That's a good idea. Hey, you, Mr. Blotter. What's the matter?
Prisoner, you have uttered the greatest insult that can be insulted at a mighty Inkaboo.
Why? Just because he called you a blotter?
If you value your skin, you stuffed monstrosity, never say that terrible word again.
Why, certainly, if it upsets you that much. But we'd sort of like to know what you're going to do with us.
In a few moments, you shall be ushered into the presence of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor of the Inkaboos Incorporated, King Blotto III.
Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, and what's King Blotto going to do?
His Majesty will hear the accusations and pass judgment on you.
For what? We haven't hurt anybody.
I should say not.
That has nothing to do with the case, and King Blotto will punish you accordingly. Now, marcho!
Ow, ow, ow!
Prisoners, you are about to enter the Royal Audience Chamber. Bow your heads and keep them there until His Majesty speaks.
I'm afraid that's impossible for me. You see, my head is fastened on so it can move sideways, but not up and down.
Oh, this will never do. Everyone must show His Majesty the utmost respect.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just turn me head clean around so it's facing backwards.
How is that?
A bit irregular, but it'll do. Well, guard, sound the royal falderal. Prisoners, forward, marcho, and keep your heads bowed.
Hope I don't stumble.
Me too.
With me head turned backwards, I haven't the slightest idea where I'm going.
Prisoners, alto. Your most unusually high highness, we bow in your mighty presence. Hail King Blotto III.
Ow, ow, ow.
More respect, please. You're not half enthusiastic enough.
Ow, ow, and double wow.
That's better.
You may raise your heads now, prisoners.
Look, that's King Blotto sitting on an empty ink bottle.
What a funny king. Isn't he Cinnamon Bear?
Wait till I get my head twisted around so I can see. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, what a sight.
Order, order.
Who are these things, Captain?
We're not things, we're people.
And very good people, I might add.
When we wish you to add, we'll tell you about it. Quiet. Proceed, Captain.
Your Majesty, we've found them standing right on the boundary line of the Dominion of the Inkaboos Incorporated. And what's more, they had their shoes on.
Oh. This is an offense, isn't it? By the way, what offense is it?
A violation of Ordinance Number 23, Skidoo, which prohibits foreigners from standing on an Inkaboo boundary line with shoes on.
Oh, yes, so it does.
Well, how did we know it was against the law?
Yeah, we didn't see any boundary line. Where is it?
That's what I'd like to know. Where is it?
It's a secret.
Well, you can't very well arrest us for standing on something that we don't know where it is.
Ignorance of the law is 9/10 of something. And besides, you should have taken your shoes off. Then we wouldn't have bothered you.
Then that lets me out. I don't wear any shoes, so I couldn't very well take them off.
What? Then you're doubly guilty because you didn't have any shoes to take off.
But that's not fair. That law doesn't say anything like that.
Oh, my, so it doesn't. Well, we'll fix that. Where's my royal secretary?
Here, Your Majesty.
Take an amendment. Quote, people who don't have shoes to take off when they stand on an Inkaboo boundary line are guilty of double treason and arsenic. I, King Blotto III, so will it, unquote.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
What do you intend to do with us now?
Well, I don't quite know. Something too terrible, I fancy. That is, unless you want to try and win your freedom.
Well, how can we do that?
I'll tell you. Ever since the Inkaboos were created, I have been king because of a mysterious, magical inscription I bear on my chest. See it?
Yes, I noticed it before. It's some kind of writing.
Indeed. Pretty, isn't it? And I'm the only Inkaboo that has such an inscription.
Oh, what's it say?
That, strangers, is exactly what we've never been able to find out. Wise men from all over the realm have tried for years to decipher it, but in vain. We know it's most important. So if you prisoners can tell us what it says, we'll allow you to leave unharmed.
I know what it is, Judy and Jimmy. It's writing that's been blotted on him from a piece of paper. It's just on backward, that's all. If I had a looking glass, I could read it off like nothing.
I have a little looking glass, Cinnamon Bear, right here in my sweater pocket.
Swell. Give it to him so we can get saved.
Here it is.
Well, strangers, will you attempt to save your lives?
Your Majesty, it has been revealed to me that I may make known to you and your subjects the inscriptions on your Majesty's person. Have I your permission to perform a bit of magic?
You have.
Very well. I approach your Majesty. I hold this magic eye to your chest. Now, looking glass, shining bright, read us what's within your sight. Hocus pocus, ishka bibble. Oh, this is good. Come here and look, Judy and Jimmy.
Why, how dare you laugh at my chest?
I can't help it. Do you want to know what your mysterious inscription says?
Certainly. Read on.
Okay, you asked for it. Here goes. 1 pound hamburger, 1/2 pound of Limburger cheese, 5 cents worth of onions.
He must have been blotted on somebody's shopping list.
I regret to inform your Majesty that your magical inscription is just the makings of a Dutch lunch.
Oh! Enough! Enough! Your insults and laughter at our royal expense shall cost you dearly.
What do you mean?
Captain, summon the royal guard. Summon the royal executioner.
Executioner?
Conduct these insulters outside the gates.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And have them thrown into the immense inkwell.
Goodness gracious, that sounds bad for our friends, doesn't it? King Blotto III really means business, I'm afraid. It's hard to wait until next time to find out what's going to happen to Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear when the Royal Guard and the Royal Executioner take them to the immense inkwell.
Wishing you a happy holiday. Hope you enjoy this time of year with your loved ones and have a wonderful new year in 2024. From the Herman Taylor Funeral Home family to yours, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from everyone at Gary's Coins, 210 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They look forward to seeing you in 2024 for all your rare coin and stamp needs. A proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Hi, this is Randy Paul, sports announcer here at WFHR, and I'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
This Christmas, may your blessings be many, your worries few, and days spent with those who mean the most to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from all of us at the Arts Council of Southwood County, a proud supporter of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Wishing you a happy holiday. Hope you enjoy this time of year with your loved ones and have a wonderful new year in 2024. From the Herman Taylor Funeral Home family to yours, Merry Christmas.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay, they
but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's been beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again,
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. The years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas
daylight clear, that glorious song of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on from heaven's all gracious King, the world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Above it sang.
Crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the
a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. Dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Poor Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Did you know that Santa Claus has a face with the nicest grin? He's a jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. He brings toys for girls and boys who've been good as they should have been. He's a jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. He keeps a page on everyone. He knows who's misbehaved. But for those who are good the whole year round, you should see the gifts he's saved. So if you want a pretty doll or a top that will hop and spin, or if you want a sewing set or a wagon to ride in, make sure you're good as you can be and these lovely things you win. From the jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin.
The jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin.
Page on everyone, he knows who's misbehaved. But for those who are good the whole year round, you should see the gifts he saved. So if you want a pretty doll or a top that will hop and spin, or if you want a sewing set or a wagon to ride in, make sure you're good as you can be and these lovely things you win. From the jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. The jolly old man in the bright red suit and the whiskers on his chin. With 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 the whiskers on his chin.
You're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. boats and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Christmas candy hanging on the tree. Fine and dandy Christmas candy tastes so good to me. Santa comes but once a year to bring us lots of joy. Loaded down with Christmas cheer for every girl and boy.
Christmas comes but once a year, bringing joy, goodwill, and cheer. Everyone will gather round to see what Santa brought to town.
Fancy toys for one and all, as the snowflakes gently fall. There's one thing that's dear to me, Christmas candy on the tree.
Christmas candy hanging on the tree. Fine and dandy Christmas candy tastes so good to me. Santa comes but once a year to bring us lots of joy. Loaded down with Christmas cheer for every girl and boy.
Sleeps and talks and cries with her great big dreamy eyes.
I want a great big aeroplane, a cowboy suit, an electric train. If I can't have those things, you see, Christmas candy'll do for me.
Christmas candy hanging on the tree. Fine and dandy Christmas candy tastes so good to me. Santa comes but once a year to bring us lots of joy. Loaded down with Christmas cheer for every girl and boy.
How I love that pumpkin pie.
Candy yams, oh me, oh my.
I may get the tummy ache
eating mommy's Christmas cake.
Christmas candy hanging on the tree. Fine and dandy Christmas candy tastes so good to me. Santa comes but once a year to bring us lots of joy. Loaded down with Christmas cheer for every girl and boy.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland, hear the whistle of the band. In our winter wonderland, it's so pleasant in the snow. Won't you join me? The tingle in the air will make you glow. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
So blue, thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Whoa.
They see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing. The music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child. Not a single room was inside.
Hark, thou hear the angels sing, a new king born today,
and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say,
that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Hark, now hear the angels sing, a new king born today,
and man evermore because of Christmas Day.
Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say,
that man will live forevermore because of
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from everyone at Gary's Coins, 210 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They look forward to seeing you in 2024 for all your rare coin and stamp needs. A proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
The end of the year brings no greater joy than the opportunity to express how grateful we are to our furry friends and our customers. Happy holidays to all, and may your new year be filled with happiness and success. Can't wait to see you in 2024 at Bow Wow Meow Boutique, a proud sponsor of 30 Hours of Christmas.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
Treetops glisten
And kiddies, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
May your days be merry.
Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's in below, he's sitting by the fire. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Beep.
one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Doodle.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Doodle. Bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Oh,
those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Oh,
those happy J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-L-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way.
The first snow the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay, they
but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, Let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots.